That's the way the musicians test, tune up. Tune up, Tony. Stop.
Okay, Tom.
Tony. All right.
Okay. All right.
Those of you that are videotaping, please, you can get the first song, but then please put it aside and don't videotape. I can talk through a busy signal on a telephone, but I cannot stand being videotaped. So please. Sorry. Are you ready for us? You know, we just toured California, Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, Illinois, you name it, we've been there in the last 2 months or 3 months. And it's just good to be home here in this state of Florida, which is not but 59 miles from where we live. It's good to be home. We are the Georgia Sea Island Singers, and we do live off the coast of Georgia on the Atlantic Ocean. A string of islands strung along the Atlantic Ocean, they are called sea islands. In the states of Florida, Georgia, South, and North Carolina, there's a very unique language that's being spoken in these areas today. That language today on the coast is called Gullah. It's spelled G-U-L-L-A-H. Years ago, the language and the people that spoke the language were called Geechies. But today, the language is called Gullah, but the people that speaks this language along the coast of northern Florida, Georgia, South, and the Outer Banks of North Carolina are still being called Geechee people. Now, we are going to sing a song for you in English, then we will demonstrate that same song in that beautiful Gullah or Geechee language. Being seaport towns up and down that Atlantic Ocean, ships come in to be loaded and unloaded. During slavery, the slave owners would get the money for the men working. But after freedom, they were supposed to pay the men for working. But the captains of the ships did not want to pay them. They would tell them, if you load this ship for me today, I will pay you tomorrow. And after they've done the work on the ships, the captains would get in their ship and sail out without paying them. Those men were free at that time, but they were still afraid to say, like you would say today in this generation, look, man, I'm not going to work for you if you don't pay me. But being very creative and intelligent, those black men got together and created this song, and they would sing it, hoping that the captain of the ship would hear them singing and realize that they wanted to be paid for working. Music is and was a very important part of black heritage. It's a call and response song, as well as a sea shanty, as well as a work song. Tony's going to begin the call by saying,
pay me, pay me.
And your response will be,
pay me my money down.
Then Tony will say,
pay me or go to jail.
And your response is what?
Pay me my money down.
You are as good as those fifth graders. All right, Tony.
Pay me, pay me.
Come on.
Pay me my money down. Pay me.
Down.
Now you owe me, you pay me.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me a Mr. Stevie Door.
Pay me my money down.
Now if I were the boss man's son,
pay me my money down.
Oh, I wouldn't have come to work until breakfast was done.
Pay me my money down.
Now you owe me, you pay me.
Pay me my money down.
Deck below.
Pay me my money down.
Oh, tomorrow will be our salary day.
Pay me my money down.
Now you owe me, you pay me.
Pay me my money down.
Pay
blind.
Pay me my money down.
Oh, I wouldn't have come to work until a 9:30.
Pay me my money down.
Now you owe me, you pay me.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me or go to jail.
Pay me my money down.
Now if I were the boss man's son,
pay me my money down.
Oh, I would have stayed in the house and drunk good rum.
Pay me my money down.
Now you owe me, you pay me.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me a Mr. Stevie Doe.
Pay me my money down.
Clap your hands. Let me see how much rhythm you got.
Oh, they're still at it, listen.
Now, that's the way they would sing that song on the mainland. But on the islands, like in Florida, on Amelia Island, in Georgia, on St. Simon's Island, Jekyll Island, in Glenn County, where we live today, in South Carolina, Hilton Head Island, and the Outer Banks of North Carolina, those areas were isolated. Those people did not get a chance to come to the mainland very often to hear English spoken, because in those days, they had to come by boats or by ferries. They didn't have the high-rise bridges like we have today in this generation. So if they spoke in the Geechee or Gullah language, then they also sung in that language. We are going to demonstrate that same song for you in that beautiful Gullah or Geechee language. Now, while singing it in that language, you are going to hear us say, Now, the reason why those men would do that, they didn't have machinery like we have today in this generation for loading heavy objects on or off the ship. So if something was very heavy, those black men knew how to make their work a lot easier. They would tie a long rope around whatever was heavy that they were trying to pull on or off the ship. They all would get together and pull on the rope. And by whatever they were trying to move being heavy, when they would pull, audience, they would say what? And it seemed like whatever they were moving would move a lot easier. As I tell the school children, and you out there that's over 50 years old, you know what I'm talking about. When years ago, when men were trying to cut wood by hand for cooking their food or heating their houses, and they would try to get that axe down to that wood by hand, they would say, and it seemed like that axe would go down into that wood a lot easier. Isn't that right, men over 50?
Yeah.
All right, I knew you would know. All right, same song, listen, in the Gullah language.
Amy, you owe me. Pay me my money down. Pay me, go to jail. Pay me my money down. Thought I heard the Captain Shay. Pay me my money down. Tomorrow be a sherry day. Pay me my money down. If I were the boss man's son. Pay me my money down. Stand out drinking rum. Pay me my money down.
Now, the Gullah language is a mixture, the African dialect and English, with the British influence, where in Louisiana, Creole is a mixture of the African dialect and English with French. Now, I'm going to ask Doug to show you some more of that language to enlighten you more. How years ago, we all know the story about how Moses led the children out of Egypt land. We all know that biblical story. And those people were slaves in those days. Now, Harriet Tubman was known as the Moses and her generation when she was taken slave from south to north of freedom by the way of the Underground Railroad. Now, Doug is going to sing Moses for you the way you are used to hearing it. And then we are going to sing it for you the way it was sung on the islands off the coast.
You're down, Moses, way down in Egypt land, tell old Pharaoh, let my people go. let my people go. Who that yonder dressed in red? Let my people go. Must be the children that Moses laid. Let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell, oh, Pharaoh, let my people go.
Doug had bypass surgery on his legs, and that's why he's sitting, and the Lord is blessing him just because they're healing. And but you know, I was saying to him, I said, Doug, I said, you can't go with us. We were going to California last week. I said, you can't go. He said, Frankie, I don't sing with my feet. I sing with my mouth. Now, we're going to demonstrate that same song for you in the Gullah language. Now, in the Gullah language, as we were saying, pay me my money down, down means now in the Gullah language. If you were saying it, you would say, pay me my money what? Now. In the Gullah language, it was pay me my money down. Now, in the Gullah language, we do not speak as you speak, where you would say, I am going out into the yard. In Gullah, we don't say yard. In Gullah, we say...
Yad.
Let me hear you say yad. I am going out into the...
Yad.
The people are sitting in the...
Yad.
Oh, I could be a teacher. All right, now where you would say, there's a fire over there. In Gullah, we do not say there's a fire. In Gullah, we say, there's a fire over there. Let me hear you say fire.
Fire.
There's a
fire
over there. All right. Okay, Doug, sing it for him.
Moses, Moses, don't you let King Pharaoh overtake you.
Moses, Moses, don't you let King Pharaoh overtake you.
Moses, Moses, don't you let King Pharaoh overtake you in some lonesome graveyard.
Ooh.
I hear the chariot coming.
Ooh. I hear the chariot coming.
Ooh. I hear the chariot coming in some lonesome graveyard. Moses, Moses, I hear the horses running.
Moses, Moses, I hear the horses running.
Moses, Moses, I hear the horses running in some lonesome graveyard.
Beautiful Gullah Ogeechee language. Now, another, they didn't give us but 20 minutes, so I'm trying to rush along, because I could keep you here for 2 hours and we could go on and on. Now, our ancestors had to work on those plantations from Monday through Saturday. Then on Sunday evening, they had to entertain the slave owners by singing and dancing on the plantation. So they created songs and games to get pressure off of them. They created songs and games to talk to the slave owners through it, or just created one to amuse themselves. Now, Tony's going to demonstrate for you Hambone. And Hambone was created on the plantation because when they would kill hogs, they wouldn't give them any of the good parts of the meat. And they would cut all the meat off of a ham bone and give the bone to one of them. that person will cut that bone off and share it with the others all around that plantation, helping each other to survive. Did you know that's why the famous line is in your generation over 200 years ago was handed down, Hambone, Hambone, where have you been? The response is all around the world and back again. Our ancestors were using a coded message and using music to say, look, you gave it to me, but I shared it with my friends and relatives all around this plantation, helping each other to survive. They would cook with collard greens or turnip greens, or maybe they would use to season their peas or beans. That's why we use ham to season our vegetables over 200 years later. I did not say broccoli either. Okay. Now, Tony's going to call that the way our ancestors created it. They had to ride in horse and wagons. They talked about the wagon wheel in the song. They didn't have whiskey stores to go out and get their whiskey in. They made moonshine, homebrew, and wine. And they made it at home, jugs and in kegs. How many adults out there knows about drinking homebrew? Let me see your hands. All right, go ahead, Tony.
Please, no videos, please. Once that is videoing, please, no videos. How many of you have a cell phone? Okay, that's all right. Do you know 200 years ago, folks, they did not have a cell phone. They did not even have a phone that's regular house phone. But you know those folks were smart. They took a drum, like you see that I have here, and they took and they put skin on both sides. Whenever they had to say something to their loved ones, to their friends, or to their families from one plantation to the other, what they would do is tap out messages one to another from one plantation to the other. And what they would do is they would, like I said, they would tap out messages, and they would just pat it like that. And what they would do is release it. And when as they release it, and what they'll do, they'll squeeze it to make it do just what they want it to do. So whatever they had to say one to another, they would use this drum to talk to one another. Folks, I would like to believe that this was the first cell phone, and it is called the talking drum. The drum that is before me is the drum that they use it to make music by, to release pressure by, to enjoy themselves by. A lot of times, like when we are in the schools, I let the kids know that they didn't have the boom boxes, and they didn't have DVDs and CDs and all the music channels like they all have. They used to have to make their own music. So I'm gonna make some music with the drum, just a little, and use my mouth with the drum. Use it. Watch me. Just watch. The big drum, and then they took the little drum where they could not communicate. Then that's when they had to use their bodies and their mouths and their feet in order to be able to make music. My dad did it on Nickelodeon television on Gullah Gullah Island. He demonstrated it. He demonstrated it on television, and I'm going to do some of that for you today. Like I said, we don't have much time, so I'm trying to push it, so you have to excuse me. See, they did not have CDs and all those things, so they had to make their own music.
Listen at the stomach, a bass drum.
Hey, How about that? That's using what you got. And the pat sounds like this. And what they do, first they start off like this here. But I just want you all to listen to it right now. Then I use my feet to bring it in. Then I use my mouth. Take away my mouth. Take away my feet. Only thing you hear is that pat. Come on, y'all, do it for me. Do that pat. Good. Okay. When I stop, please you stop. There's an old buck dance. There's an old buck dance that was created 200 years ago that goes with this hand bone pat, and I'm going to demonstrate for some of that for you. And in this dance, there's dances being that was taken out of this old buck dance that you all are doing dances today that came out of this old buck dance, and Mama will tell you about it. So, long while you see me patting, you pat. And when I stand up, please do not pat anymore, okay? Hem bone, pat him on the shoulder. Hand me down a pretty girl, show you how to hold her. Santa Claus was a good old man. Washed his face in the frying pan. Comb his hair with the wagon wheel. Died with a toothache in his heel. I asked Miss Lucy, would she marry me? She said, I don't care, my papa don't care. First came in was Mr. Snake. Crawled all over that wedding cake. Next came in was Mr. Coon. We asked him to sing a swatting tune.
We've got